Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this bright blue bubble of the world we live in. It's welcome back to another episode of the Raw Food Barefoot Athlete. I'm Russell.
And hello to everybody out there. I'm Sonia.
Hello to everybody out there. You think there's people out there listening, eh? Oh, that's good.
Well, I hope so, Russell. I do hope so. I hope you're out there listening to us.
Yeah, so if you are listening and you're planning to stay around for the rest of the duration of this podcast, well, we've got our race reports and training as per normal, ingredient of the week, what's on, what's happening, and, of course, our topic of the week, which I've alluded to this way, does sexy sell. So without any more to do, shall we jump straight into it? And why not you get off the starting blocks and you do the racing and training reports, eh?
Yes, well, I've upped the training a little bit. I'm heading towards the Mount Me Marathon in 7 weeks, so I will slowly increase the...
I'm interrupting, I know, but let's just dig a little bit deeper into that, shall we? Because,
okay.
because we had a conversation about, a bit of a tearful conversation, shall we say, about commitment to a marathon.
Yes, well, I mean, we always have these little voices inside that, you know, get to us sometimes, and this little part of me saying, oh, I don't want to do it. And the strong part says, of course you're going to do it, Sonia.
and like, just even go through that, like, the reasoning behind why you do want to do it.
Well, the reason I do want to do it is because it's a very good training for me for the when I want to be at my peak, which will be at the end of May for the Warwick Pentath Run. The Warwick Pentath Run is very dear to me, and I really am hoping to do a good 5 races there in amongst that event.
Mm. Yeah, and you're actually shying away a little bit there from the... All right, okay, we won't dig any more into that, but all right. Okay, well, part of the race reports and training goes, we like to... put a mixture of, it's a very simple type of training structure, but it just works on distance, hills and speed, and put a proportion of it in each week in a training. And yesterday we headed off for, you know, the warm-up run, you know, a couple of Ks, and then to our speed session. Now, anyone who's a runner probably knows, you know, dogs, you know, and what they're like and around the place. Now, I'll probably get, you know, dog owners and offside here, but I mean, I'm not a dog hater. I'm really not. You know, dogs are dogs, you know, and they've all got their pets, have all got the place. And I still think they should be, you know, looked after, and when you go to a public park now here in Australia, the parks that have set aside places for dogs, and we got down there and there was a great group of people down there, and we started doing our run. Of course, these couple of dogs came over, and I mean, you don't know whether they're going to bite you or what, especially if you've been. And I mean, what you've got a story, haven't you, Sonia, in your family with dogs?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have had a very close member of my family just recently got bitten on the leg really bad. I mean, she's got damage to the muscle that will be affecting the use of her leg for the rest of her life. So, I mean, you never can 100% trust any male dog that hasn't been de-sexed. And, you know, although these people there yesterday were saying, oh, you know, our dogs won't hurt you, how do we know that for sure? And when they come balding over to us and bail us up almost, you know, of course we're going to react, aren't we, Russell?
And that's what it did. It came over, and anyway, like, you know, sort of, it's as much as you're not a confrontationist, I mean, And in the day, you know, blimey, you know, I had one dog come over, another dog come over, and as soon as the other dog come over, they had the pack mentality going, and, you know, I just told them to clear off, and as soon as another dog come over, you could see it looking, and anyway, so my bitch today is people that don't look after their dogs, or, you know, just expect other people to have, you know, lovey things for dogs, you know. So if you're a dog owner, you know, please keep your dogs under control, you know. No, I don't appreciate, don't even appreciate them, you know, trying to lick me or something, you know. So anyway, that's my little rant today, because, I mean, it could have been, it could have gone if Sonia was by herself, you know, and come, you know. So anyway, leave it there. So what else is in there with the race reports and training there? Because I know for me, we even in that the run training, we for us as part of that training, I mean, we don't do a lot in that, you know. We'll do on a 400 meter track that we've sort of got around there, you know, obviously an oval track, you know, we will just run the 100 meters and then just float the two and then just hard out for the next one. And we do about, you know, about five complete sections of that, and then run home for you know, the couple of k's or so. That gives us a good workout, and you feel good with that, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I do understand that we've got to mix the distance of the hills and the speed, where, I mean, although I've only been seriously, like, I mean, I've taken up the running again only 3 years ago. I was thinking about that this morning. This time last year, I was just working on distance, not really working on many hills or speed. And although a lot of the events that I'm going to do call for some hill work and, you know, obviously some speed work as well.
Yeah. So you try and balance it all out and round it off. After midnight, I sort of come home a bit slower. I've just my leg isn't quite good, but anyway, yeah, it's sort of, it will be better. It will be better. So let me think if we want to go straight into the ingredient of the week. Are you ready for that, Sonia?
Yeah, just before we go on to that, I just might talk about just a little bit more about an experience I had with a dog that came running out from one of the unfenced homes I ran past, and it bit me on the ankle and put a big hole in one of my really good new pair of socks. This is when I was still wearing shoes, but, you know, it could have gone deeper, and you know, we're in serious training, and a bite like that to the leg or to the ankles can put us out of the race for the whole season, you know. So we're just hoping that dog owners out there, when they're out and about, will keep them on a leash, or, you know, if they let them off in the dog approved areas where they can let them off for runs. So just be careful out there and be wary of us runners, please. So now I'll go on to the ingredient of the week, Russell.
Great.
Which is pumpkin seeds.
Hey, just for is the pumpkin seeds the same thing as pepitas?
Well, pumpkin seeds, pepitas are pumpkin seeds that are shelled.
Right. So again, it's a marketing ploy, is it?
Yes, possibly. And so there is a lot of different sizes out there and different shades of green of the pepita, and that's coming from the different varieties of pumpkins.
Yeah.
So that's the difference there. And also, like, there's some information now. The pumpkin seeds are the only seed that is alkaline forming. And in this world of highly acidic diets, that is a very good thing.
Yeah. That's right.
And so a little bit of history about the pumpkin seed.
And that's actually, alkaline forming. I mean, that is one of those. I did touch on that a couple of weeks back, you know, but that idea of, you know, getting that balance of the alkaline and acidity right in your diet. I mean, your body does take care of it pretty well, but the more alkaline you can make your body, it's when you sort of, the more you drift into the acidic mode of a body, is that when it starts to break down into its unhealth.
Yeah, that's why adding the pumpkin seeds or the pepitas into your diet and having them being an alkaline-forming seed, it was definitely going to make a difference. A bit of history about the pumpkin seeds. They were first discovered by archaeologists in the caves of Mexico, and they date back as far as 7,000 BC. And the nutrition in pumpkin seeds actually improves with age. They are among the few foods that increase in nutritive value as they decompose.
So it's better off having mouldy pumpkin seeds that come out of your pocket. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what it is. Yes, the research shows that. So, now pumpkin seeds are filled with
lots. Oh, look, it's got fungus growing on it. It must be good. Sorry.
It's all right. Now, pumpkin seeds are filled with lots of minerals, and they're especially high in zinc, making them a natural protector against osteoporosis. And as we all know, they're also very good for prostate health. Raw pumpkin seeds and prostate health go hand in hand. The Prostate Cancer Foundation includes pumpkin seeds in their recipe for success. They offer powerful prostate protection. So, you know, the uses where we can use them during the day is, and you can grind pumpkin seeds like you would flaxseed, add the ground pumpkin seeds to your smoothies, sprinkle them on salads, keep them in your car and grab a handful here and there, sprinkle them on a bowl of raw fruit like we had just for lunch now, Russell. Mm. Stir them into your raw oatmeal or muesli. Use them as a garnish on soups and so forth. But I love using them as the main ingredient in my delicious, nutritious, raw pepita falafels.
And that's one of the new recipes you come up with for the book, isn't it?
Yes, the raw pepita falafels that will be in my recipe book. They're really, really scrumptious, aren't they? So that leaves us with one little thing on my list here, which is my quote of the week.
Ah, you want to do that? You want to do that now, do you? Your quote of the week, guy?
Yes. No, I mean when I research quotes and things, it's sort of coming up in with seeds and things. So, this is the quote: "Sow the seeds of hard work, determination, and endurance, and reap the rewards of achievement, success, and self-fulfillment."
And does that have the owner of that quote? Where did that one come from?
I'm not quite sure, Russell.
That's good. There you go. So there's the humble, there's the humble pumpkin seed. Can we just elaborate on that? We looked at when Sonia was looking it up. It's quite a good little story about the Australian wholesale pumpkin, was it?
The Australian Pumpkin Seed Company.
Oh, yeah.
They're down at a little place called Oban, down near, they're down just north of the Mount Buffalo National Park. So, yeah, it was very interesting to go on their website and look at the story of how they developed their business since 2002 and the wonderful pumpkin seeds that they're producing and the oils coming from those pumpkin seeds.
Well, again, we didn't touch on it, but the oil itself is another good ingredient, isn't it? So, but also what came out of that was we really like our off-road running too, and there's this sort of new I'm trying to think of a descriptive word for it. I don't know what it's called, but it's called the Sky Ring.
Sky Running. An event down there at the Mount Buffalo National Park called Buffalo Stampede.
Yeah, and the Sky Running sort of just basically, you know, it's higher altitude running or, you know, just mountain running, really. And so that's something we definitely want to drift into, is to get away to some of these places and head off for a really good I'm not so amored about running hard hills and stuff, but yeah, some of those places is like even up on Mount Mee, you know, once you get over the real hard bits of the mountain, you know, it's beautiful up there, some really nice running, and if all goes well to plan, that's part of our Raw Food Barefoot Adventure, next Raw our next Raw Food Barefoot Adventure weekend is that we're heading up to Mount Mee for a trail run up there and enjoy the national park area up there as well.
Yes, and that will be on the 7th and 8th of June.
Yeah, so so what's on and what's happening is the next bit, eh? what can we say? I'm sorry, but another black mark against the Unshoe. I've been having trouble, and I tried to tighten it up again, and the whole strap came through the sole. So I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, we're going to have to leave them ones behind. And so what we did, we ordered a new set of Zeros. What's the name of the actual brand? The style, Venturas.
Is it Venturas? I'm not quite sure. Yeah, there's a few different styles.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the Venturas. Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. So we both ordered them, and we're quite now in much anticipation, aren't we?
Yes. Well, they're coming in the mail from America, and through your research, Russell, you did see that somebody is a distributor of them down in Sydney somewhere. You said some shoe shop down there, but we didn't know. But yeah, we're heading down to Sydney middle of next week. That we possibly could have gone and checked them out down there.
Yeah, but it was good to have a relation, you know, start a relationship with the providers. So we'll definitely give you a rundown, pardon the pun, on those later. But more of what's happening. Well, we should have some sort of applause going on, but we got to our 10,000 downloads for the podcast last week, and so thanks very much for people that are taking the time to listen. And out of that, you know, those 10,000 downloads and the episodes I've done, I was reminded, and I listened again to my very first podcast that we did. I did with Peter Kouros, and that was about the pose method of running, which, you know, has quite a good you know, leaning with you know, the barefoot running. It's a very good, you know, style of barefoot running. Peter's daughter, a spina bifida sufferer, he used that pose method to help her, you know, run and walk. It was a really great story. So thanks all for that. So onward and upward from there, eh?
Yes, that's a really good story there, Russell, for sure.
Yeah, so, all right, well, one of the things that came up, you know, for this topic of the week today was Sonia was saying to us how, you know, in our conversations and that, how wonderful, like, for her, you know, like, you know, well, you can tell them, go on.
Well, yeah, well, Russell and everybody out there, my hair has become more curly, and that's something that I've been struggling with for decades. I've, you know, always put a perm in, or, you know, curled it, and, you know, blow waved it and curled it, but since I've been on this raw food diet, you know, of about 8 months now, my hair has grown a lot more, and it's going curly. It's just there. It's curly.
and of course, my favourite thing is, oh, so what? You know, I mean, you know, it's a boy thing, I guess. You know, who cares? You know, but wherein lies a bit more of a, you know, where this topic lies, that is when you're at the end of the day, we're not per se trying to sell something, but we are in its own way, you know, like so this sort of, does selling need to be sexy, the headline of the topic of the week. I mean, this question may not seem to have a lot to do with raw foods, barefoot running, or mindfulness, but it does, you know, like telling somebody they need to change their lifestyle, you know, by getting up early, you know, for exercise, you know, stop eating comfort food, you know, get more sleep. I mean, this type of discipline is not a sexy sell, you know, and that's what seems to be around when you're, you know, when you're selling something, you know, it has to be this sexy type, or, I mean, sex sells type of thing, you know. But, I mean, just recently I saw this advert where, you know, the lingerie model has a, you know, this, you know, the long tousled blonde hair and, you know, the lips painted, you know, with that sort of, you know, that, you know, sexy red, you know, and shows off her breasts and saucily, you know, in a see-through bra type of thing, you know. And this model is Jackie O'Shaughnessy, and she's actually 62 years old. And the tagline for the underwear advertisement that I'm talking about is "Sexy has no expiration date." Now, for the company that hired her, American Apparel, the casting of Jackie for their Facebook promotion, you know, that, you know, hit pay dirt. It was great. It worked really well for them, you know. But, you know, and around, everywhere you look, there are women, you know, making the effort to prove, you know, sexy has no expiration date. Well, on that sort of issue, I'm just thinking that the question should be, you know, why does the need to be sexy have anything to do with worth or value, you know, no matter what the age or gender? And this is actually a disturbing trend I see in certain elements of health, and especially in the raw food movement, in a couple of particular elements. You know, I've seen this, you know, a promoting of the thigh gap as a marker of following 100% raw food diet. I'm not a load of BS, you know. Like, I just don't go down that line at all. You know, it's just like, you know, I'm not saying that it's not a good thing, but it's sort of, you know, I won't tell people it, you know, gives you curly hair or greater eyesight. That's not the selling you're doing with that. That is some side benefits, you know. So, I mean, is there a fine line between appreciating and objectifying men and women? Should we use sex to sell? Well, you know, I mean, as with all things, there's a time and a place for everything, and it's no different when you're using sex to sell. Granted, in any environment, you know, clamoring for market attention, a product or service, you know, could benefit from, you know, a sexy element to an advertisement. However, I think keeping the audience in mind in using sex to sell is more about your audience than it is about the product or service. So, I mean, if we ask, you know, do different genders react to sexualized advertising? Well, then it may bring into focus when you're speaking about a healthy diet. You know, what is the dynamic that encourages people to listen to the message of whole foods and a healthy way of life? I mean, is it the stud muffin shot of fraudsters like the Raw Bras? Yeah, look, that's a true internet name. It's a trio of what I call preppy boys, you know, selling six-pack abs on a pseudo raw food marketing platform, you know, all along with the tag of redefining all health systems, you know, or is it the, you know, scantily clad thigh gap plastic enhanced girl like Freely? Again, yeah, another internet style name, you know, she's out there, and these being held up as, you know, air quotes, and the real interpretation of a raw food, healthy diet, a lifestyle. Look, you know, get a grip. I mean, you know, we have a wizard, a lizard or reptilian brain that responds to certain primal urges. You know, like food is one, sex and reproduction is definitely another. So this underlying, you know, pre-programmed disposition to respond to sexual imagery is pretty strong, and has been used, you know, for over 100 years in advertising. I mean, let's face it, look, sex, no doubt about it, it's a strong selling tool. But is it the wrong type of attention? And does it lead to long-term acceptance or realistic expectations? You know, so in general, you know, the truth, you know, of a realistic message ultimately lose out. So I would be more inclined to say, you know, when you ask, does selling need to be sexy? No, that's not true. Like, with all the aspects of a healthy lifestyle in place, an increased sense of virility, sexuality, and vibrance, you know, can be a positive result. But at the end of the day, it will be the result of and benefit of your healthy lifestyle, which, you know, it's not a sexy sell, but it does come at the cost of discipline, sweat, and mindfulness of your actions. It doesn't just come from the idea that things to be seen as sexy, you know. So, I just had to throw that one in today, you know, because I do. It's something that, you know, I mean, especially when you're trying to promote a healthy lifestyle, when the ease of consumerism, the nicely glossy packaged foods, you know, they're selling everything through, slick, easy, you know, like anything has got this, you know, sexy model thing attached to it. But anyway, it's just my rant for the day. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I just want to add to that. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm a hairdresser by trade, so I know that, you know, the health of your whole system can be reflected in your hair. And if for me, I can tell that my health is definitely improving, and my hair is the proof.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I mean. You know, and the sexy side of it comes out from the work done into it. You know, so that's part of what I'm saying. You know, how do you sell sexy as an end result? You know, a benefit without the shirts off and the plastic tits. You know, so anyway, I'm sorry, but all right, okay, all right, enough of that. Well, look, we'll cut it off there. Say by the time this goes to air, we'll be on a plane to Sydney. So until next time, this is goodbye from Russell.
Yes, and goodbye to you all out there from me as well, Sonia.
Remember, take off your shoes. Go for a run. Shoe manufacturers don't own your soul.